Joining us now is a man who really needs no introduction, but I'll tell you who he is. His name is Leo Terrell. He is a dear friend of mine. If you watch Fox, if you watch my show on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock on the Fox News channel, Justice with Judge Jeanine, you'll see Leo Terrell is one of my guests who is on every weekend. We love Leo. He's a lawyer. He's a fighter. He's a civil rights activist. And Leo, how else would you describe yourself?
You know what, Judge? May I first say hi to Red, Ted, and Stella?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my dogs.
I love your pictures of them. And secondly, I'm a school teacher. I'm a school teacher besides that. And I still have my teaching license, my law license. So education is very important to me. It's the key to break the poverty cycle. Unfortunately, Democrats in Democratic cities and the teachers unions don't understand it.
Well, I'll tell you. So, but to this morning, I mean, you are a man for all seasons, obviously. You've been a teacher and a lawyer, but you're a fighter. You're a fighter like I am, Leo, and I want to talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse case. You know, we had this case where Black Lives Matter is trying to make this all about race. And that's a big lie that this was about race, but I'd like you to tell me whether or not there is any part of this Kyle Rittenhouse case that would cause anyone in Black Lives Matter to go out there and start protesting and start, you know, stealing from buildings and stealing from stores the way they did in Chicago and San Francisco and the protest. Talk to us.
No, thank you very much for that question, Judge. Black Lives Matter right now is irrelevant. They're totally irrelevant. The Kyle Rittenhouse case had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with black people. Inside that courtroom, that was a colorblind verdict. Kyle Rittenhouse was a white male who shot in self-defense three other white males. There was no reference to black lives or black individuals in that courtroom. But they don't care, Judge. They will do anything to make themselves relevant or to justify the looting and robbing that's going on. And you know what? They get shade. They get protection from the Democratic Party because you don't hear the Democratic leadership criticizing them. In fact, I honestly believe the Democratic Party is intimidated by Black Lives Matter. Final point. Yeah. I want to be clear to all your listeners.
Yep.
Black Lives Matter does not represent Leo James Terrell or does not represent 98% to 99% of Black America. It is a fringe extremist organization.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a fringe extremist Marxist socialist organization looking to destroy property and looking to divide us in America. But, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse has been a punching bag for those on the left to promote their various agendas about race and anti-gun. And in the end, that jury from Kenosha, Wisconsin, they ended up with a verdict saying he had the right to defend himself. And, you know, I got to tell you that it reinforced my faith in the criminal justice system. Leo, I mean, that's my wheelhouse. I was the DA. I was a judge. I mean, that was my criminal. That's my baby. And I had such a good feeling. I said, oh, my God, justice is still, it still works in America. What was your take on it?
Judge, exactly the identical feeling you had yesterday on Friday when that verdict came down. I tweeted out, the jury system works. I am proud to be a lawyer. We have the greatest legal system on the planet. And as an American, as a lawyer, I was so proud of those 12 jurors who said, no, we're not going to be pressured by the outside forces. We accept the rule of law. And I want to be very, very clear. Those clowns on those left-wing media, they know the truth. They have lawyers there. They know the truth. Kyle Rittenhouse exercised his right to defend himself. He was being attacked. And in this country, self-defense is an affirmative defense. I am proud of our legal system. It worked on Friday.
Well, and now the question is, can Kyle Rittenhouse sue Joe Biden for defamation?
You know, Judge, I honestly believe he does. And I'm saying on your radio show, please, Kyle Rittenhouse, Joe Biden, he was not president when he made those outrageous,
right,
racist statements. He was a private citizen running for president. Kyle Rittenhouse is not a white supremacist. That is a lie. Kyle Rittenhouse should sue him and all those networks. And Kyle Rittenhouse, can I please take the deposition of Joe Biden. I want to just annihilate him.
Can I be your assistant on that one? How about
please, Judge. We would be a 1-2 punch.
Yeah,
please,
for sure, Leo. For sure. I got to tell you.
That would be great.
Yeah, Nick Sandman, you know, in the case was it? Yeah, Covington case, wearing the MAGA hat, you know, and they said the same thing about him. You know, Lin Wood was his attorney, and he ended up beating CNN and the Washington Post. And several of those cases are still pending against the New York Times and NBC. You know, it shows that, you know, they tried to defame us at every turn. And you know what? I'm so sick of this white supremacist thing. How can you be a white supremacist when Kyle Rittenhouse is white, the people who were shot, the pedophile and the domestic abuser and the other one, they were all white. The judge was white. Every attorney was white. Everybody on the jury was white. I don't get it.
You can't, because it's a lie. If they don't care about the truth, Judge, if you and I try to figure that out, we'll go bonkers. They don't care. They propagate misinformation. That is their strength. They lie. So don't even try to – don't stress out. You can't figure it out because it's not true. America
yeah, but you know
that.
What?
You know, they're
go ahead, Leo.
Go ahead.
No, you go
no,
ahead.
No, go ahead, Judge.
No, you go ahead. I brought you on. They're sick of hearing from me.
Well, no, Judge. You do a great radio show. I don't know which one you like better, radio, TV. I was listening. You're pretty – you're real good on radio. Judge,
thank you.
The American – you know what? The Democrats used to play the race car every other year, every 4 years, but they're playing it every day. And now average Americans, those Americans who believe in justice, they don't buy it anymore. They don't buy it. And you know what? The left is yelling more and more racism every day. If you don't agree with them, you're a racist. If you disagree with any of their policy, you're a racist. If you believe that Kyle Rittenhouse was innocent, you're a white supremacist. Because everything is racism. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, it's not only ridiculous, but you know, you look around America, Leo, we all get along. I'm sorry. We all get along.
Yeah.
Families have, you know, people of all colors and races and ethnicities and religions. America gets along. But these people looking to divide us and the mainstream media supportive of it and looking down at us. You know, I don't know if you heard me earlier, Leo. I was talking about the fact that I was giving a speech in Phoenix, Arizona in front of 2,500 people. I was talking about Kyle Rittenhouse at the time. Then somebody yelled verdict and, you know, within a minute or two, I said, you know, let's bow our heads. Let's just wait. And it was pin silent. And all of a sudden, Leo, there was a roar of 2,500 people. It was
beautiful.
One of the most emotional moments. I'll show you the video. It just blew my mind. And I said, you know, yeah, that is America. That is not the haters, the racists, the people who want to divide us. You know, this is America. And you know what? We've got to take America back. We really do. I'm sick of this nonsense. And by the way, you think?
We're going to. 2022. It's going to be a tremendous blowout. And I'll tell you right now, 2024, our favorite guy is going to be in that White House. I guarantee you, that's my commitment for next 2 years. I'm going to retire Nancy Pelosi. She's going to come back to California.
Oh.
She's done. She got 12 months left, and she's done.
Totally. Well, you know what's amazing? I think she knows that her time as Speaker of the House is coming to an end, and she's probably looking for a cushion somewhere, because I can't imagine that the House, that the Republicans aren't going to win the House. And I can't imagine that she's going to stay there. But I got to tell you, she got the bill back better, but it's still got to go through the Senate. She's had all this spending, all this nonsense, you know, all this money, you know, $450,000 for people who crossed here illegally when Americans are working 2 and 3 jobs to put food on the table and are counting their pennies. And now they're going to sick the IRS after the rest of us. You know, they just want
Judge,
they. Yeah.
Judge, you're singing to the choir. I live in the worst state in the country, California.
You're still living there, Leo?
You know what, Judge? Honestly, I want your listeners to know this. Last year was the first time I thought about leaving California. But I am going to fight for California like Rick Grenell. We're going to take California back. And I guarantee you, California is going to turn from blue to purple to red. It's going to take time, but I'm committed.
Well, your lips to God's ears. And I just want to make one more comment before I let you go. You know, the mainstream media is so corrupt and they are such liars that there are newspapers in, I believe it's Europe and South America, who are saying that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of killing two black men. Because the American media is so dishonest and so disingenuous that they're spewing this stuff out, that they're reporting to the world that, you know, the murderer, Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two blacks, was acquitted. And the amazing part of all of it, is that there is no consequence to any of them.
No.
So
you're 100% right. And that's the scary part about it. I'm telling you, Judge, shows like yours on this radio program, Judge Jeanine on Saturday, what Fox News, if there wasn't Fox News, this country would be in trouble regarding getting the truth out. And I'll tell you right now, it's the great neutralizer. Fox against those giant lying left-wing media organizations. And we're doing a very good job. And one other point, if people want to see diversity, if people want to see America, watch Fox. You got people of all different colors, shades, religion. It's beautiful.
Yep. We are. Anyway, Leo Terrell, we love you. Thanks so much for coming on. Red, I'll tell Red, Ted, and Stella you were asking about them.
Yes.
Okay?
Send me more pictures. I love them. I love those pictures.
My standard poodle, guys. All right. Love you, Leo. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.